Darwin, DNA, and the Neanderthals. By Richard William Nelson. In 1856, just 3 years before the publication of The Origin of Species, the first Neanderthal fossil was discovered in the Neander Valley limestone quarry located in Germany. In The Descent of Man, however, Darwin argued against the concept that the Neanderthals were the ancestors to humans based on the Neanderthal skull's larger size. Nevertheless, Darwin noted, it must be admitted that some skulls of very high antiquity, such as the famous one of Neanderthal, are well developed and capacious. The skull was larger than expected to be a human ancestor. Darwin was right. The journal Science on May 7, 2010, published an original research paper headed by Richard E. Green of the Department of Evolutionary Genetics, Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany. Entitled A Draft Sequence of the Neanderthal Genome, genetically confirmed Darwin's assertion that the Neanderthal could not be an ancestor to humans. According to Gregory Hannon of Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory in Laurel Hollow, New York, the publication of the full Neanderthal genome is a watershed event, a major historical achievement. Svante Paabo. Svante Paabo of the Department of Evolutionary Genetics at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Germany directed the study team. Neanderthals are not totally extinct, Paabo said. In some of us, they live on, a little bit. John Hawks, assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Wisconsin, told BBC News, "They're us. We're them." The really surprising thing for many of us, noted Professor Chris Stringer, research leader in human origins at London's Natural History Museum, is the implication that there has been some interbreeding between Neanderthals and modern humans in the past. Bring the findings into perspective, Paul Rincon, science reporter for the BBC News, in the article entitled Neanderthal Genes Survive in Us noted. The finding has surprised many evolutionary experts, as previous genetic evidence suggested the Neanderthals made little or no contribution to our inheritance. In an interview with Alan Boyle, science editor of NBC News, Paabo agrees. At first, I thought it was some kind of statistical fluke. Defining species. This finding is a monumental discovery, since interbreeding is a critical factor in defining a species. Ernst Mayr, Darwin's bulldog of the 20th century, developed our modern definition of species. In his 1942 book entitled Systematics and the Origin of Species, Ernst Mayr established the biological species concept. BSC species consist of populations of organisms that can reproduce with one another and are reproductively isolated from other such populations. Since humans and Neanderthals have formed isolated reproductive populations, they represent a single species. They're us. We're them. Max Planck Institute. The sequencing of the Neanderthal genome at Germany's Max Planck Institute stands as a landmark scientific achievement. Using advanced high-throughput technology, the researchers analyzed and compared DNA sequences from the bones of three different Neanderthals found at Vindija Cave in Croatia. With these new technologies in association with leading-edge isolation techniques, the team successfully extracted quality DNA material from Neanderthal DNA remains known to be contaminated with vast quantities of bacterial and fungal DNA. Genesis. The DNA evidence from the Neanderthal is compatible with the biblical account the Neanderthals are human descendants of Adam and Eve. Worldwide dispersion after Babel, followed by environmental pressures afterward, resulted in people groups with different physical characteristics, including humans with Neanderthal characteristics. Cellular biologist David DeWitt noted that the research was an amazing feat of science that continues to demonstrate the validity of the biblical record. Finding Neanderthal DNA in humans was not expected by evolutionists, but it was predicted from a creation standpoint, because we have said all along that Neanderthals were fully human, descendants of Adam and Eve just like us.